96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You aren't the boss, but you run the office. You do everything from answer the phones to manage the staff. You're one of the more than 4 million receptionists, secretaries, senior executive assistants known as administrative professionals. Yeah, well, yesterday was Administrative Professionals Day, so there you go. We salute you. But how professional are you? And is there a generation gap in your office? How do you move up if that is where you're starting? My guest is Gina Willoughby. She's an organizational development expert. She's also CEO of Willoughby Consulting Group Incorporated. I want to find out what's going on in your office for those of you who are girl or guy Fridays, answering the phones, taking care of the office, taking care of the boss. And what about those of you who are going into these offices for services? Are you getting what you expect from the folks on the front lines? Well, our phone lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Gina, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold. Good to be here.
Okay, so we've got some 4 million administrative professionals. As I said, answering the phones, they're running the office while the boss is making decisions. But in the modern workplace, in your opinion, these aren't the days of old. Are things better or worse when it comes to administrative assistants these days? What do you think?
I think they're better.
Why?
Because they have a place at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not the bottom, they're the bottom line.
Oh.
They're your gatekeepers. They set the tone. They're the folks that, you know, they're your go-to folks. So as far as the old days of taking shorthand is mm-hmm. concerned, those days are over. We need folks that are more strategic, that have their finger on the pulse.
Okay, so if that is the case, why is it that so many people, when you talk about administrative professionals, and this isn't all of them, but the rough ones, the bad ones, kind of stick out? They pop their gum. They have struggles with manners and how they deal with the public, whether it's on the phone. You know, what's going on there? Are businesses not hiring the right kind of people?
You know what I'd say? I'd say that their leadership is failing them. Because they should have some kind of criteria for what they're looking for. And if they don't meet that criteria, then they should not be hired. If they happen to sneak through, then they need to be worked with.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen lots of that, where you have folks that have kind of that neck rolling, gum popping.
No.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah, okay.
It's not acceptable. But they either need to step up or step out.
Okay, sounds good. Phone number 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Of course, this is Administrative Professionals Week, and we certainly salute them. But are you as professional as you should be? If you're in a position like that, if that's where you're starting, how do you move up inside of the company that you're working for? One of the big challenges, Gina, that a lot of administrative professionals are dealing with right now, particularly if they've been with the same company for a long time, is a generational issue. And some of the issues are, say you've been with a company for 20 years. 20 years ago, when you came in, it was, you know, suit and tie or suit and blouse, high heels and the like. And now you've got casual Fridays. You've got open offices with flip-flops and shorts. And your desk is right across from young employees that are young enough to be your children. Is there tension in the modern office place when those kinds of things happen?
there can be, mm-hmm. but that shouldn't affect your level of professionalism. You still have to hold the fort. So I know in my experience working with my clients, I've seen a lot of situations where you have a workforce that is getting younger mm-hmm. because you have 25% of the folks now that are between 18 and 34. We call them millennials.
Right.
And they do work a little bit differently. They're multitaskers and they like to do things electronically. But still, if you're an administrative assistant, then you have to consider yourself the one that sets the tone in the office.
Hmm. So, but how do you set that tone without looking like, you know, a mother bear or, you know, a father or father time, dare I say?
Well, you can still be contemporary. And still keep up with the times without lording over them.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about being contemporary. What does that mean? How do you do it? But I want to go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Pamela, calling from Annapolis. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just say how invaluable grit assistants are, some of the successes we've had in the job, and because I've had great support in my executive assistant.
Pamela, I apologize. Can you give me a call back? You are breaking up, and I apologize. I can't hear you, and I want you to be able to make your point. We're going to hang up. I'm going to let you call back, and we're going to pick up your phone call after the break. I'm going to take a break now, but if you are on the line, please stay with us. We're talking about administrative professionals. What does that mean? Are they as professional as you think they should be? And, hey, if you're an administrative professional, what about the folks that you deal with? Maybe they need a little correction, too. We're talking about it. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about administrative professionals. Of course, this is Administrative Professionals Week. And so we salute those folks on the front lines of businesses and offices. But we're also asking, how professional are modern administrative professionals? My guest is Gina Willoughby. She's an organizational development expert, and she is CEO of Willoughby Consulting Group Incorporated. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's talk to Replenza. I hope I have your name right, calling from Clinton. Yeah. Is that correct?
It's almost right.
Replenza. How are you?
So I'm fine, thank you. My name is Replenza.
Replenza. Okay. Thank you so much.
The reason I was calling is because I've been listening to your conversation,
mm-hmm.
and I am a OD professional and manager at a government agency, and I have 26 direct report administrative professionals.
Wow.
So my comment is this. We are college educated. My team is strategic. They're decision makers. We have implemented a training program called Administrative Professionals Program for Leadership Excellence called APPLE. And everybody goes through it. They have been certified as administrative professionals. And so we try to develop our team. We don't want the stigmatism of the gum popping, neck rolling, oh, you can't have what you want to follow us.
Mm-hmm.
We work very hard to make sure that our team is recognized as a professional part of the organization. So it took some doing. I mean, we had to convince our leadership
mm-hmm.
that the days of being a secretary were over and that these people offered so much more than just making copies and filing and answering their phones.
Well, Repensla, thank you so much for calling. And I will definitely look for you the next time I go to any government agency or a clone of you, hopefully. Because
I hope so, because I am a champion for my administrative professionals. Thank you for the conversation.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate your listening. Let me go to line four. Iman calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Go right ahead.
I have so many things swirling around in my head.
Well, keep it brief. Go right ahead.
I do my best. And the main thing I really wanted to point out is regarding the way that people speak in the office. Most of the people that I have worked with have been wonderful. But I have to tell you that there have been times when I have called other businesses and encountered a gum-popping, neck-rolling, he's not here today. Well, okay, well, all right. No thank you. No, I'll be sure and get the message to him. Nothing like that. But I would never behave that way just because of who I am.
Okay.
The other question I'm curious about and would like some feedback from the other admin assistants that are out there or somebody in management is that I have tried so many times to be able to try and get out of this box because I do have other things that I know how to do. But unfortunately, when I apply for jobs, all they look at is the title.
Well, Iman, I need you to stay on the line because I've got to take a break. But my guest may have some answers for you when it comes to your questions and your concerns. So please stay on the line. Also, Dwayne and Tammy, we will be picking up your calls as well on the other side of the break. So hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. We'll be back in just a moment.